the details and selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Chris Foster. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's in intensive care in London with worsening symptoms of the new coronavirus.
Boris Johnson has now deputized his role as Prime Minister to Dominic Raab, the Foreign Secretary, meaning Boris Johnson is now Prime Minister in name only. He will make none of the big decisions, either on national security or any related to coronavirus. Now, those are all over to Dominic Raab.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. Coronavirus or not, the Supreme Court rules Wisconsin's Governor Tony Evers cannot extend absentee voting for today's presidential primary and local elections. The state Supreme Court had ruled he can't postpone the vote.
The conservative majority in the court ruled that the Democratic governor can't unilaterally change the date of the primary. And he asked the Republican-controlled legislature to take up a bill expanding mail-in voting, and that bill went nowhere. The governor saying now voters have to choose between their health and the right to vote.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. America's listening to Fox News.
Joe Exotic for the people of America.
I've been doing this 20 years, never even been bit.
About an hour ago, we had an incident where one of the employees stuck their arm through the cage and a tiger tore her arm off.
Waking up, not enough sleep. Declared my job to be essential. Social distancing sounds pretty sweet. Don't complain about staying inside. On the front lines, a shortage of masks. There is some reason for worry. I'd rather find out whether if Carol Baskin fed her missing husband to the lions. It's the guy with the tigers. He's on Netflix tonight. He's the one to take the minds off of the virus. All the doctors and nurses are out leading the fight. Meanwhile, everyone's watching the guy with the tigers.
You know, it's just a matter of time.
Joe Exotic. For the people of America.
Oh, my gosh. You haven't seen any of it yet?
I
know you haven't.
I haven't had time.
I understand. B-S-B-S-B-S. You will really enjoy it. And we haven't given you any spoilers. You have no spoilers.
Well, maybe tonight. Maybe tonight, but right now we've got a whole day to get through, starting with...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Hey, there's not many people on the roads these days, but if you do happen to be out and about, you're going to need your windshield wipers from time to time. Well, I was making my morning video just before 4 o'clock, the rain started to fall on my head. And there'll be some light showers around, but then more scattered showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon, becoming more numerous today and tonight. With today's high 81, tonight's low 67, could there be a couple of stronger storms? Yeah, I suppose, especially, let's say, the western counties, I think, has a better chance. Tomorrow and Thursday, high temperatures will be still in the low to mid-80s. Now, that'll be the end by Thursday. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, widely scattered storms on Thursday, much cooler Friday. Friday's high only 71. Mid-70s Saturday, risk of a shower. And then Easter Sunday now is looking more and more like a problem. Easter Sunday with maybe some showers and stronger storms. We'll continue to keep an eye on it. It certainly has my attention. Right now, this morning, mostly cloudy, very mild at 66 at 6:10.
Morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
What are you so excited about?
It's the weekend.
Hooray.
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Actually, it's Tuesday.
Is it?
I gotta get out of this house.
I'm going stir crazy in here.
I'm going stir crazy.
Try not to go too stir crazy.
Okay, it's Tuesday.
So let's make the best of it.
Okay, I'll try.
Here we go.
It's showtime.
Using only the most reliable sources like the National Enquirer.
What are they saying?
Oh, Charles infection creates chaos. Harry ordered home.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's got to be right if it's on if it's in the Enquirer.
First, I thought this was Prince Harry and what's her face, but it's it's Ben Affleck.
And
his latest squeeze walking a dog. Sorry about that. I'm just looking for stuff in the take our minds off this bounty hunter dog finds new bride. Well, that's good, but it is grieving last about 3 weeks. See, Harry dragged home. Yeah, here it is. There's Bonnie Prince Charles. Prince Harry and Meghan's unprecedented deal to quit the royal family is off, and the renegade couple were ordered back to Britain immediately as the coronavirus pandemic threatened the stability of the monarchy, palace sources said to the National Enquirer. With Harry's father, Prince Charles, sickened by the killer bug amid fears the infection spread to Queen Elizabeth, the rogue royal was called home to do his duty and put his nation before his own petty desires and the whims of his wife. This is the royals' greatest crisis ever. It could end the monarchy.
You think?
You have to wait for the rest of that story. Because it's 6:12 already, for crying out loud.
I know. Time is marching on.
We got to get some local news up here, and then we'll have the William Tell wake up. And Menthol Meredith, she has learned how to use Zoom. So we'll get her take on that in just a moment.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama now has more than 2,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health says at least 32 people have died from the virus. More deaths are currently under investigation. The United States Postal Service confirmed that a Montgomery postal worker died Sunday of the virus. The Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties have confirmed coronavirus cases. The association is reporting major delays in testing at many facilities. And Alabama is now looking for volunteer medical workers to help fight the coronavirus. A new program called Alabama Ready Op is calling all healthcare professionals that are recently retired, part-time, or medical students to be prepared to volunteer if needed. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
And we're back.
Okay, here we go.
Wakey, wakey.
What day is it?
Tuesday.
Good morning. Where are you awake?
Good morning, sir. Well,
good morning to you, too.
That's what I want to see first thing in the morning.
I'm glad you're here. Good morning.
Let's do our best to make a good first impression.
Time for my favorite show.
We proudly present this show.
Tuesday.
Showtime.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Okay.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:15.
sports fans, your favorite athletes are back, like LeBron James and Steph Curry.
The NBA is playing games?
No, but they might be playing each other in a remote game of horse.
Oh.
And get ready for your favorite NHL players to be back in action.
You mean playing hockey?
Nope, they've replaced the blue line with lines drawn in chalk on their driveways for an all-out hopscotch battle.
Will they be wearing rollerblades or something?
Or how about the MLB's biggest sluggers going head-to-head in a home run derby?
Oh, that could be cool.
Using wiffle balls.
What?
In their backyard.
Huh?
With their kids pitching.
Really?
Yes, because pro athletes need to stay in shape, and you need something to watch on television.
I think I'd rather watch The Tiger King for the fourth time.
Yeah, me too.
Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Gee, before I hit it, I was distracted by something on my Facebook wall.
Yeah.
You are the best food photographer I've ever seen.
Thanks, Dad.
I mean, you can even make a homely sandwich look appetizing. Although, I did a pretty good job on the assembly here.
It's like taking pictures of puppies. This sandwich needs a home.
Can you adopt this sandwich?
And it found a home in his belly.
Yes.
All right. Our rocket scientist of the day is none other than a guy that we know is a big fan of this show.
Hey, it's Matthew McConaughey. When I'm not shirtless and baked out of my gourd, I stumble to the radio and kick off my morning with this show. All right, all right.
All right, all right.
I like what he did.
He did the virtual bingo?
Yes. Yeah, he and his family, including his mom, joined a Zoom call with residents of a senior living facility in Texas. Mm-hmm. And everybody had a blast playing bingo. Thank you. The facility posted a video, said thank you to Matthew, his wife Camilla, and his mom Kay for hosting our residents for a few rounds of virtual bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Our residents had a great time, and they loved talking with Matthew about his family heritage and his favorite drink.
Who's actually wearing a shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, it's, look, you know, there's a lot of rich celebrities doing this and doing that. And I know that they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart.
B-S.
Some are.
B-S.
And not for the publicity. Now, speaking of clever, as long as we're talking rocket science, Menthol Meredith, of all people, has figured out how to use Zoom, and she does a wonderful primer here.
Day 439 of quarantine, which means that I ain't even put on pants in like 439 days. Anyway, I've been doing the phone calls through that Zoom, though, so I've been getting dressed from the waist up for that. They got everything on that Zoom. I went to church on that Zoom. I met with my probation officer on that Zoom. I even went on a date on that Zoom. Now, I'm not too sure how that went, though, because I had a little too much to drink, and the last thing I remember was fighting with my date about if pork rinds were keto. And then the next thing I know, I'm waking up face down on the keyboard and wondering, where in the heck is my top? Tonight, I'm going to my first ever bingo game on that Zoom, and I am feeling lucky. You see, anytime I've ever played bingo without pants on, I've won. So I got my bingo card, my lucky dauber, and my bare thighs, and I am ready to Zoom on over to hit the jackpot.
I'd love to know what it's like to be on the other end of a Zoom with Menthol Meredith. But, you know, I give her credit. No matter what's going on, her attitude is always upbeat, right?
Yeah. You can't get her down.
Yeah, I'm a little ticked off here at Uber Eats. Yeah. They share what customers are craving during the coronavirus lockdown. And they didn't even get... Doesn't Alabama have Uber Eats?
Yeah, sure.
Well, we didn't make the list. They've got almost all of the 57 states except for us.
That's pretty sure, right, Jay?
It's available here, not... like, I don't have it in Prattville.
Okay.
What is the... Because I see it posted outside restaurants that are doing...
Or if I do have it, it's
Door,
like
is one DoorDash? Restaurant. What's the other one?
There's Waiter, DoorDash, Waiter. There's Grubhub, there's Grubhub, Waiter.
Grubhub, yeah.
Yeah.
And Baumhauer's now has a drive-through window. Gabby's Just Wing It. So if you're craving wings, you can go there.
Where did they put the window? How did they do that?
It's just pull up. Now, there's two ways. You go to Baumhauer's.com, and you can... And, man, they have an amazing menu at great prices. Mm-hmm. You can order whatever you want. Your burger cooked the way you want, and you can give them a specific time you'd like it ready.
Right.
And I've tried it, and my meal was supposed to be ready at 6:15, and they were handing it to me through the car window at 6:14.
Well, I'm craving Baumhauer's today, so I'm going to have to try it. So I drive around, and there's a window. There's a window there?
Yeah, just pull up in the parking lot. They've got cones and things like that.
Okay.
Because you got one line for pickup, and you know, for the online ordering.
Right.
And then one for Gabby's drive-through.
Well, I think I'm going to try it out today.
Good idea. Baumhauer's.com to get started. It is 6:22. We're going to take a look at the roads, and then we'll get the timeline for the 7th of April.
What day of the week is it?
It's Tuesday.
Okay.
And, man, a lot of people are struggling with that. I've heard so many people talk about that, but... I know what I was doing 2 years ago today.
Oh, that's right. This is that day.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing, the passage of time? How many things have happened in your life since that?
Yeah.
How many things have happened in all of our lives since that?
It's amazing. Yeah, I can't believe that much time has passed.
Wow.
But it's still, it's all a matter of perspective. Still one of the happiest days in my entire life, and nobody's taken that away from me. 6:24, let's see how the roads are starting out today.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464. Well, we have a pretty good-looking Tuesday morning going on. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. The only congestion we're seeing is some light congestion East South Boulevard, Troy Highway back to Baptist, and also around Highway 331 over to Norman Bridge Road inbound to downtown. That's about it. Light to moderate traffic over the rest of the city. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Map a course for your life. Go to trenumstate.edu and choose a career you've always dreamed of. Trenum State, a brighter future. Future is just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I guess they got that truck off the ramp from 85 southbound to 65 southbound. That was a mess yesterday afternoon. And the truck that tipped over tipped at an angle, so there was no going around it. They couldn't reroute traffic at all. It was a real mess. 6:24, we've got some rain coming. It's possible. We hope it doesn't happen, but it's possible you may see a spot in the ceiling indicating a leaky roof. A leaky roof does not mean you have to redo your whole roof. It just means with your house settling, sometimes prolonged dry weather will cause the wood to contract underneath the shingles. And a heavy enough rain will drive it through and create that hideous stain. Jones Brothers is the company you want to call because for almost 80 years now, they have been providing reliable, guaranteed work to people, and they do what's needed, not making stuff up. There's a lot of charlatans in that business. One reason they've been around as long as they have is because they've played it straight with every customer from day one. When you need a new roof, they're the people to call. They guarantee what they do, and if you go to jbroof.com, you'll see some examples of roofs they redid to make sure they left behind a 100% satisfied customer. They also offer other options like screened-in patios, replacement windows and doors that are energy efficient, and more. Go to jbroof.com to see it all or call 800-264-8009. The timeline and Rich's lesson in the School of Broadcasting all coming up next. Ooh. And what's our TV topic?
What are you doing different to stay healthy in this crisis? Some people are working from home. Other people are
you know, I don't know, what are some of the other things they mentioned? Not touching as many things. Some people are wearing face masks in public.
I think what I'll do is I'll go down and have a quick cigarette and think about
it. Hi, this is Mike Vincent with Adams Drugs. Times are tough here in the River Region, and the near future doesn't look that great. Our hearts go out to those businesses that have closed down and the employees who have lost their job. But I'm encouraged and inspired by the local restaurants doing whatever it takes to stay in business, providing curbside and delivery. Hopefully, you are doing what you can to support our local businesses. Our support today could very well determine who will be in business this time next year. Our gift shops are closed, but our pharmacy is open. The volume is down, but we're going to survive this, and no one will miss a paycheck. Adams Drugs challenge and battle now is with certain insurance companies and pharmacy benefit managers that have decided now is a good time to encourage their patients to go to mail order pharmacy. I doubt very seriously that there's anyone using mail order pharmacy now knows the name of the pharmacist who filled their prescription. More importantly, does the mail order pharmacist know you or your family? At Adams Drugs, our family has been building relationships with your family for over 58 years. At Adams Drugs, we now offer curbside pickup, and we've been delivering since 1962.
For the location nearest you, visit adamsdrugs.net.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. We will be closed until further notice due to the coronavirus pandemic. I will be available for private appointments most days. We are well stocked with mattresses in twin, twin long, full, queen, and king sizes. My delivery crews are off, but drop-off deliveries are available on most products, or bring your truck and I will load you up. Call me at 334-549-6212 if you have an urgent need for a new mattress. That's 334-549-6212. Mr. Sandman Mattress in Montgomery.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-881-4747. That's 1-800-881-4747. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-881-4747.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Cue the Piccolos with the timeline for the 7th day of April.
On the 98th day of the year, there are 268 days remaining. Live from New York.
It's Rich Thomas.
Thank you. This is National Beer Day. National Beer Day. It's a caramel popcorn day. That's got it. That can be sticky, caramel popcorn. It's no housework day, and I have been celebrating that for the last couple of weeks. You know, I could be doing a lot of productive stuff around the house as far as cleaning. I am not.
Yeah, me too.
And it's also International Beaver Day.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
By the way, the local stores have now restocked the beaver aisles.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yes, we are. 93 years ago in 1927, the first successful long-distance demonstration of TV took place when an audience in New York saw an exciting image of Commerce Secretary Herbert Hoover transmitted live from Washington. On this date in 1945, the Japanese battleship Yamato, ostensibly the greatest battleship in the world, is sunk in Japan's first major counteroffensive in the struggle for Okinawa. On this date in 47, auto pioneer Henry Ford dies at the age of 83. 1969, the Supreme Court approves the private possession of obscene materials. Said it's legal. 50 years ago in 1970, after he starred in over 200 films, John Wayne finally received an Oscar for Best Actor in his role in what movie?
Cogburn Rooster.
True Grit, but a good, that was a good idea for that one. Also on that day in 1970, this is fun. We're going to take a look at the top five singles on this date in 1970. Number five, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel. Number four, Spirit in the Sky, Norman Greenbaum. Number three, Instant Karma, John Lennon. Number two, ABC, Jackson 5. And the number one song on this date in 1970, Let It Be, The Beatles. On the state in 78, the Police released Roxanne, their first single from their debut album. And now...
The Police.
Now, our song of the day came out in May of 82, so it's 38 years old this spring. Band from Essex, England. The song was featured in the movie Valley Girls. Of course, the MTV era was red hot. Modern English. Making Love to You was never second best. I Stop the World and Melt with You.
Moving forwards, using all my breath. Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face. Never really knowing it was always mesh and lace.
People who listen to this every morning, the song of the day, said, honey, come here. Rich is doing a song not from the 60s or 70s.
Yes. I had the same thought when I was putting it in.
This is,
like,
this is almost modern.
It's yeah, exactly.
Wow. Still the greatest music ever made.
Modern English.
22 years ago in 1998, Mary Bono, widow of skier Sonny Bono, won a special election to serve out the remainder of his her husband's congressional term. 22 years ago in 1998, George Michael arrested in public in Beverly Hills in a restroom for indulging in that self-indulgence.
Oh. Is that what that was?
That's a kind way of saying it. 2001 on this date, NASA's Mars Odyssey spacecraft takes off on a six-month, 286 million mile journey to the red planet. Tornadoes on this date in 2006 in Tennessee killed a dozen people. There were 73 tornadoes in 13 states, the bulk of them coming in the afternoon and evening across the South, particularly in Tennessee on this date. Now we get into some birthdays. Christopher Darden, you remember him? He was the L.A. prosecutor who failed to convict O.J. Simpson. He's 64 today. Jackie Chan is 66. Tony Dorsett, 66, NFL Hall of Famer. John Oates of Hall and Oates fame is 72. She's Gone, Sarah Smile, Private Eyes, Rich Girl, some of their songs. I Can't Go for That.
No soup. No can do.
Man eater. Francis Ford Coppola is 81. That's Nicolas Cage's uncle. Did you know that, Francis Ford?
I'd heard there was a...
Boy, he's a director of The Godfather and Apocalypse Now and, several other movies, including The Outsiders. Jerry Brown, the former governor of California, 82 today. Now, some countdowns. We are 5 days away from Easter Sunday, potential severe weather day here, and we'll see. 33 days till Mother's Day, 47 days till Memorial Days. Will there be SEC football in 150 days,
yes.
I hope so.
There will be.
I hope so. And Thanksgiving in 232 days. That's the timeline.
With your hopes.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Just enough light showers roaming around to get the windshield wipers going from time to time this morning if you're out and about. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be more numerous by this afternoon and tonight. Today's high 81, tonight's low 67. Tomorrow and Thursday, high still in the low to mid 80s. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow and widely scattered storms on Thursday. Then much cooler Friday, high 71. We'll be in the mid-70s Saturday, risk of showers. Easter Sunday looks like a problem. A developing storm system looks more like a sure thing now than it was yesterday. Yesterday was a big question mark. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, potentially strong, possibly severe. Right now this morning, mostly cloudy skies, 83% humidity. The temperature is 66 at 638.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Just got a video clip from my buddy Jeff Mallinson from Georgia Floors Direct.
What is it?
That's a flooring destination for over 50 years on the boulevard across from Lowe's. And that is important because that's where you know what he's got. Takes on a little video tour.
Mm-hmm.
In our house, he, for example, their crew not only took a plain, ordinary master bathroom with linoleum and painted walls in the shower and stuff. They redid the whole thing in tile. And including creating patterns within the tile, and it was absolutely amazing. They designed a backsplash after installing a marble kitchen countertop.
Mm-hmm.
Their home improvement skills are second to none. Maybe you want to get something done if you're working at home. I'm going to post this video here in a bit. And if you want to find out how any of these additions can be made to your home, Georgia Floors Direct is open. They are in the middle of a lot of construction, and that must go on. People are expecting to be able to move into homes. And they are observing social distancing and COVID compliance at every level. So you can still shop and save a ton of money right now at Georgia Floors Direct. Jeff and his team will not only give you a great sales experience when you pick out what you want at a real wholesale price, but their installers are the best. We just had master bedroom. Recarpeted. I'm not the master of my house. Everybody knows that's a joke. But it looks fantastic, and it was long overdue. Just changing out one room can make a big difference. See him across from Lowe's on the Boulevard, 1975, the specific address. And then check out the video that'll be up on my Facebook page in just a moment. We're getting ready for TV time at 6:39.
Looking good all around the city right now. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have light to moderate traffic all over Montgomery, including I-65 and 85 through downtown. Little bit of congestion at Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive on over to Madison Avenue into downtown. That's about it right now. The 31s are light this morning. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want, and they'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime. I didn't want to take a chance. I have to bail out of a Fox News replay halfway through, so...
They didn't ask us if we could hear them yet, right?
We have no idea.
They may have.
There he is.
There we are. Yeah. We're here. We're here, but we're not all there.
So I'm looking down this list of avoid crowded places. Yeah. Sure. Working from home. Okay.
Gee, what's that like?
I've heard a lot of screaming kids in two yards up last couple of days. I wonder if parents are starting to pull their hair out.
Look, you can only ask human beings to do so much, and when I hear them talking about lockdowns into May, they're nuts. They're absolutely nuts. They got to start coming up with a plan.
Right.
With Rising.
A new survey found 85% of us are doing things to avoid getting sick, like staying at home and washing our hands more. 15% still aren't doing anything, including 6% said they've never heard of the virus before this poll was taken.
So wow.
There's a lot more to talk about. Let's head over to our friends at News Talk 93.1. Y'all aren't social distancing properly.
What? 6% of people have... when they took the survey, had not heard of it?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. There's people out there that are
clueless. Watch the news.
Anybody have their mask with them?
I have mine in the car.
I have mine in the car. It's kind of hard to do this.
And I'll be honest with you.
With a mask on.
I'll be honest with you. I have not used the mask in public yet.
Mine's downstairs.
Yeah. So
I haven't gone out in public to use the mask.
No,
I want to see Ryan do the weather.
Well, I don't think you go out in public anyway, do you, Jay?
I really don't. I mean, if I can avoid it.
Even before the virus.
Right, Ryan. And that was, yeah.
After the virus.
I mean, that was my rule prior to virus.
Now, when I do this, does it look like COVID compliance or like I'm ready to rob a bank?
Yeah, it looks like you're going to knock over a 7-Eleven, but we don't have any.
But they're at the point where they're suggesting people start doing this because this cannot go on a whole lot longer.
Right.
They are demanding something from human beings that is unrealistic, so they better start coming up with a plan as to how we start reopening society, because
I was mentioning that two yards up from me, I've heard some screaming kids for the last couple of days, and I'm thinking parents are got to be going crazy right now.
It's not just that. I've got a friend who's a divorce attorney.
The alcohol sales are going through the
55%
up from this week last year.
So if there's enough alcohol in your system, the virus can't thrive there. I'm not making this up, and I'm not saying this to be salacious, but Breitbart London ran a story.
Mm-hmm.
They did a study over there that said smokers are not more vulnerable to this thing.
They're not, even though it's a lung disorder?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, if you have a condition brought on by smoking, yes.
Right.
But if you're just a regular smoker, you're no more vulnerable than anybody who doesn't.
Have you ever washed your hands so much in your life? I haven't. They're going to start getting rough, you know, dried out.
Our next pandemic will be psoriasis, that because people will have dried out their skin to such an extent. Jay, back
exactly.
to you.
It's nonstop.
Can you imagine if we had no internet, Jay, during this?
The internet problem would be bad. If the power went out, that's the other thing I'm worried about is bad weather during times like this.
Oh, yeah.
If anything, like a natural disaster, nature disaster, like if a, you know.
Severe weather. Yeah
tornado yeah. season, man.
Yeah.
Hey, my new magazine column came out yesterday.
Oh, what is it about? About how many words?
900 words.
Oh, okay, thank you.
But the interesting challenge in this, and it talks about a lot of the stuff that we're suddenly doing that we never expected we'd be doing.
Right.
Is I wrote it around the 20th of March, and I put a disclaimer on top saying, by the time you read this, some of this information may be irrelevant and out the window.
Right.
Turned out most of it wasn't.
Okay.
But it's amazing to see a national effort with all these totally fundamental changes in the way we go about things. Like you said, washing your hands 100 times. Social distancing without being prompted to do it, you know? It was almost like
movies being released at home instead of in theaters.
That was sad to drive by the rave the other day to see a completely empty parking lot.
How much would you pay to see Ryan do the weather in a mask?
Huh? Well, the producer would pay $30. So,
Ryan, have you got a mask?
I think he's wearing it.
I do not, but I'm trying to avoid public as much as possible.
Right.
But when I am out, there are so many people that are wearing masks, and then so many people that aren't doing anything.
Right. First, I thought that was right. I've gotten used to seeing that now.
Yeah,
it doesn't bother me.
Well, the producer wants to wrap us. So
All right, guys. Well, y'all stay out of trouble, Greg. Stay safe for me. To hear more from our friends over at News Talk 93.1, tune into them Monday through Friday starting at 6. Still more to come on Alabama News Rising, like a little bit of rain.
Okay, we have completed our...
When we hear... I hear millennials going, oh, I don't watch the news. I don't watch the news.
Good. Choose to stay ignorant. That's... Yeah.
Or the number of younger folks, very much younger folks I know who know nothing about history and could care less.
Some some don't watch the news just because they don't appreciate the sources or trust the sources.
And there are networks. I'm sorry, but if you're watching CNN or MSNBC, you're just being misinformed because politics overrides any facts with those clown channels. Mm-hmm. It's really pathetic. Look at CBS. Yes. Look at CBS. Do you know that twice now they ran fake video from, it was from Italy,
but
said it was happening in a New York hospital.
They've done
conditions
twice
look dire. Yes, they ran this tearful rant from a nurse talking about how overwhelmed she is. And it was a total fake. And the network of Walter Cronkite ran with it. Anyway, I'm disgraced. I'm rolling over in my grave.
Have you watched her do, she's anchoring it. What's her name? What's her name? CBS anchor? They're anchoring from Washington now. That took over the main anchoring.
I don't know. I like I said, I avoid the lamestream networks and all of that. All right, coming up, we have today's edition of The Cheap and Trashy. It's a thin group, but we already did the big story, Matthew McConaughey playing virtual bingo with some seniors.
All right.
I'm Chris Foster. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's in intensive care in London with worsening symptoms of the new coronavirus.
Boris Johnson has now deputized his role as Prime Minister to Dominic Raab, the Foreign Secretary, meaning Boris Johnson is now Prime Minister in name only. He will make none of the big decisions, either on national security or any related to coronavirus. Now, those are all over to Dominic Raab.
Fox's Benjamin Hall. Coronavirus or not, the Supreme Court rules Wisconsin's Governor Tony Evers cannot extend absentee voting for today's presidential primary and local elections. The state Supreme Court had ruled he can't postpone the vote.
The conservative majority in the court ruled that the Democratic governor can't unilaterally change the date of the primary. And he asked the Republican-controlled legislature to take up a bill expanding mail-in voting, and that bill went nowhere. The governor saying now voters have to choose between their health and the right to vote.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. America's listening to Fox News.
There's something special about the rush you get when your fingers pull the throttle and everyone else just tries to keep up. It's the kind of endless thrill you'll only experience on a Yamaha Wave Runner. Whether you're in it for the effortless fun of the affordable EX series or the supercharged luxury of the FX series, Yamaha Wave Runners always help you kick in the weekend into high gear. See Yamaha Wave Runners, the best in the business, at Ward Yamaha. They're located in Troy, Alabama on Highway 231 South.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now today's episode of The Married Couple.
Hey.
Yeah?
I was thinking, during all this alone time, if you need your own space, maybe you could put up a sign.
A sign?
Yeah, like a sign on the bedroom door. Like if you need some privacy. That way, I'd leave you alone until it's down.
Yeah, let me figure out what hour a day I'd take it down.
Join us next time for The Married Couple.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And let's get straight to it. Palace Intrigue.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Palace Intrigue.
Hello, Queen.
Yeah, this is big. I mean, Harry summoned back to Britain.
You think so?
Well, his dad, Bonnie Prince Charles, has the COVID. The Queen is being monitored literally on a minute-to-minute basis.
Yeah, she's a candidate. She's
by the way, it's believed that Charles may have contracted the virus from Monaco's Prince Albert II. And now they're checking the Queen out continuously. God forbid one or both of them dies. The courier said the possibility has thrown the palace into total chaos.
Meanwhile,
where are we getting this from?
What source? What source? What news source is that? Do you know?
What if I don't want to reveal that?
Oh, okay.
No, it's the Inquirer.
Okay, good. Okay. No. Just wanted to know.
Far more reliable than the news. Look at the worried picture of Queen Elizabeth on the cover.
What the hell?
Look at Harry with his eyebrows furrowed. And look at Meghan. What a bitch. She could care less.
He's just right out and says it. What a...
I can't believe he said bitch.
Well, it's not like kids are on the way to school. Because they're not.
And then here you got the prime minister in intensive care.
All she's worried about is herself. Anyway.
I watched The Crown during the middle of the night. I watched 3 episodes while I was building the video this morning.
That's 3 hours.
I know. But
so that's what you're doing.
It's just on in the background.
Well, I'm running to the oven every 10 seconds to make sure your bacon is getting crisp.
Thanks for that. I've made the sandwich. It is wrapped in tinfoil in the fridge. I'll have it for lunch.
That's such a...
But thank you.
I know.
No, it's not. The lettuce gets real cold.
Yeah.
The tomatoes get cold. They stay.
Yeah, but...
You know.
I like mine the way it is.
Well, I'm glad you do.
He gets his hot.
But yours also gets made for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It does.
I'm a failure.
No, actually, I'm preferred.
From now on, you're each getting a Lunchable in the morning.
Dad.
You can make your own.
I prefer making my own BLT because of the way I do the bacon and everything.
Yeah,
so.
Jay's a very particular person about everything.
Very. Aren't I? God, I'm so... Yeah.
Anyway, the way this drama plays... Prince William is now the royal in charge. He and his wife, Kate, have stepped up as other senior royals are forced into quarantine. But William was bitter. It was all on his shoulders while his brother hunkered down in his Canadian love nest, apparently not giving a damn about the royal family. I'm told it was William who urged Charles and the Queen to call off the exit deal and order the Duke and Duchess of Sussex back to royal duties. The family's facing an unprecedented nightmare, he said, and Harry needs to play his part. And Elizabeth backed William 100%, said the...
Yeah, but how far back do you think that Inquirer was printed?
You know, well, let's check the date.
When was the printing date?
I'm not too sure.
I'm just curious.
But it does say that my subscription expires in September.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they'll give you an extension.
This is the newest issue. This is this week's.
Okay.
If you want, during a break, I'll go through the horoscopes. Okay. And we can check those out.
Yeah, because I definitely want to know what's going on with Scorpio.
In other celebrity news, well, we all know about Boris Johnson, and I'm concerned about that one because he's been diagnosed with it for a while, and now he's in ICU.
First he went in, then they moved him to ICU. That would be a big deal, a world leader.
Yeah, it would be a very big deal, especially a guy who has led that country back to its independence. Let's see. On the other hand, J.K. Rowling is over coronavirus. Roseanne, is she thinking that this whole thing is a plot to get rid of her generation? She wouldn't be alone. And the rest of this is a bunch of... Oh, Pussy Galore died.
Yeah, from...
Honor Blackman.
From the Goldfinger movie, right?
Yeah, she was 94 years old. Yeah. She was one of the older women to play a Bond girl at age 38 when she was in that movie.
Was she a coronavirus victim?
No,
just died.
The number one killer in the world. In fact, Donnie Turner sent me a forwarded thing to me today about causes of death around the world. And this is from the first of the year through April 1st, COVID. 46,000. Seasonal flu, 121,000. 246,000 for malaria. 118,000 traffic fatalities. HIV and AIDS, 421,000. Alcohol, 627,000.
Yeah.
Hunger, 2 million.
Why'd you look at me when you said alcohol? You looked straight at me.
I was taught to make eye contact while... doing his smoking, 1,254,000 smoking-related deaths.
Oh, you see that?
But we're shutting down the planet over something that I mentioned that yesterday. Where does this rank in the, it's a big world. There's 8 billion people in it, and lots of people die every day.
Yeah. Well, so far, you can't cure this. You don't have a choice in getting it either. You want to smoke? That's your choice. You want to quit? That's your choice. Obesity, fix it. You know? Alcoholism, fix it.
Martini, make it.
You fixed it.
Yeah.
Fix it. You can't fix this yet.
You could treat it.
Yeah.
Hydrochloroquine's been very effective.
Well, they haven't. Have they put that into, like, can doctors freely give that now or no?
And where do you get that?
Two governors that prohibited doctors in their state from prescribing it now want it. Now they're mad the president's not getting it out to them fast enough.
And from what I understand, there's some people who are already taking it for other things.
Oh, yeah. No, this is an anti-malarial drug. It's been around for 54 years. They have just found, and it's not just an isolated incident all over the place where they've used this. It's been very effective. In fact, what's interesting is the governor of Michigan...